If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's go with you first, Kevin.
Wow, this is exciting. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own island, Lisa?
Yes, because I found out that Tim McGraw and Faith Hill have their own island in the Caribbean somewhere, and I follow them, and I'm thinking, how nice would that be?
Yeah, well, are you stalking them?
No.
Well, forget the Caribbean. You can have your own private island here in Illinois.
Chain of Lakes, or?
Private island on Grass Lake near Antioch. This is from the Sun-Times story. May have stoked fantasies of a summer getaway this month, but there's always a catch. The $200,000 listing, described as a rare gem on the legendary Chano Lakes, became a curiosity on Facebook and earned nearly 60,000 views on Zillow. The problem, it's run down and sinking.
Oh,
it's a hype job of dilapidated property that's been unused for decades, said Rob Hardman, owner of neighboring Blarney Island on Grass Lake. He told the Sun-Times. So it is for sale. It's 1.2 acres, but if you look at pictures, it looks like it's sinking. Any buyer would have to invest into protecting the shoreline.
Does it say who the owner is?
I've heard of Blarney Island.
Yeah, Blarney Island's a very popular spot.
Sharon grew up at a house in on Grass Lake. Going up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
she used to work there all the time.
Wow.
But my daughter lives up there.
There's some shady people in her family, but I don't think that...
it does say that the lots are registered here. The property was purchased in 2020 for $50,000. But, you know, if you got a lot of money and you really like the Chano Lakes and you want to have your own private island, you'd have to fix this up and figure out some way to prevent it from entirely sinking. But it's a private island here in Illinois.
Is there anything on it?
Yeah, it looks like just some old shacks that are kind of falling apart, and the whole thing is just, it looks like it's almost, it looks like it's going fast.
Yeah, and bar there.
I think that there are so many rules and regulations about what you can do when it comes to bodies of water and, you know, securing the shoreline, but, you know, I'd build a house on stilts and give it a go.
It says here in the stories, three Polish iron workers from Chicago once owned the place and used it as a private recreational spot for their families.
Oh, fun.
I bet Tim and Faith would visit you at your little hideaway on stilts.
We'll swap private islands for a week.
Yeah.
What's your story, Mary?
Okay, Steve, do you still have that fox in your yard?
Oh, yeah, we have foxes, definitely.
Family. Okay, well, have you checked your shoes in your closet lately?
I think something's going on our driveway.
Yeah, because there are foxes that apparently steal shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, this happened at Grand Teton National Park. A fox has been stealing campers' shoes, at least 32 shoes. I don't know if those are pairs of shoes or just a variety.
If they were pairs, how many would they be?
I don't know. Camp Rangers have 16. Camp
Four.
Rangers have posted what?
64. Go ahead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant pairs.
Okay, go ahead.
So Camp Rangers have posted little posters out and about on the trees, wanted for grand theft footwear, and pictures of this fox. I don't know how they have pictures of the fox actually taking the shoes, but yeah, they're warning campers, don't put them in your tents or put them in your tents and your cars. Don't lay them out by the campfire. Because this fox is stealing shoes.
Everybody's got cameras now. Even when they're out in the woods, they're setting up a trail cam.
Well, they know it's a fox, and they know which fox, and they've seen the shoes. They just don't know what he's doing with them.
We've got an outdoor house cat in our neighborhood. Got a collar and everything. Not sure I like it, but I like the cat.
That's rude to let a cat outside with a collar on. Because they get caught on fences, and it's easy for coyotes to grab them.
Yeah, or it's rude because you let cats out on someone else's yard to kill the birds.
What happens if your fox is running?
Well, that's
into
the
cat.
Thing. I like the fox more, but I'd hate to see that happen to the cat. The cat, I'm sure, helps with the mice.
Yeah,
but there could be a collision there.
Yeah, but I think cats have the ability to climb a tree pretty quickly, so that I don't know if wild animals really take on cats, because any injury to the fox means he can't hunt in the future, like if he's missing an eyeball. Because cats are fast.
You don't want to be fighting a cat.
No, not at all. What's your story, Steve?
Well, this is a story.
Oh, this is your story? The house cat that lives outside that's not a house cat, but maybe a feral with a collar?
Colin, this is a story. But Steve Miller today canceled his entire tour.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
31 dates, I think it was, and it was to start next month. And he announced today that he's canceling the whole thing, and he's blaming severe weather.
For the whole tour?
For the whole tour.
But is he saying that he's worried he's going to run into it, or he doesn't want it with all the travel, like...
He says, blame the weatherman. Here are some of the quotes. He said, always trust your instincts. The Post went on to say, the combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires makes these risks for our audience, the band, and the crew unacceptable.
So he's never going to do a concert again because there's always going to be weather.
I mean, who buys it?
Well, he said it's climate change-driven weather disasters. Wow, he's overthinking.
So some people online are saying, you know, this is, someone posted, this is so responsible, and anyone who disagrees is irresponsible.
What is it? That's like a thing now. People, you know, these celebrities getting ripped for all their travel and stuff. Is that what he's trying to prevent here, or he thinks he's going to run into like a hurricane or something?
I don't know. I mean, I hope there'll be some reporting done. Someone else writes, what a joke, if this were the real reason you're the only band touring act to cancel right now. Because, you know, I don't know what ticket sales were like. It just seems very odd. And I understand that we are facing extreme weather, but I don't think that's, I don't suppose he's canceling the rest of his life.
Why doesn't he just go to an indoor venue?
Let me stand up for the man that I love.
I know. I love it. I get it. I know.
Milwaukee born and raised. I saw him at Jazz Fest a couple years ago, and I sat down and watched a 3-hour interview with him, like a live interview. I sat in the audience of about 200 people. So cool. But he's 81 years old. I would guess maybe he has respiratory issues or something that could be affected by that.
I got to say, too, went to the University of Wisconsin with Boz Scaggs, right?
Yeah.
I think they were together.
Yeah.
I get all that. And so you'd cancel individual shows. I think he's making a statement here.
He might be.
With the entire concert, but you know, tour, but...
Yeah.
So the AP writer, someone said, this could be the first entire tour canceled by weather.
Yeah, I just Googled it. There are headlines everywhere about it. He said, don't know where, don't know when. We hope to see y'all again. And the message was signed by Miller, the band, and its crew. I'm telling you what, he put out some music in the past 5-6 years that you need to check out. I can't tell you exactly what year, but man, he still has it. He was going to do 31 dates. It says August 15th in New York to November 8th in California.
Fly Like an Eagle, my Columbia Record Club record.
Darn right. Never paid the bill either, did you? You just sent in the few quarters.
13 cents.
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.